from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, how about this? A little breaking news on a Wednesday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Per Diana Russini and our buddy Josh Kendall, the Falcons have traded Taylor Heinicke to the Chargers for a conditional 6th-round pick. Your immediate thoughts?
There you go. I think that's exactly what they're, that's why the Falcons kept Taylor Heinicke. So they could have him. You said with the Chargers? I thought he might go to the Rams because he's got Dave Ragone out there in L.A., and they don't have a great backup quarterback situation, especially without Jimmy Garoppolo here for the beginning of the season that he's suspended. But that's why you kept a player like Taylor Heinicke, right? And so they get a pick back. Obviously, they're missing a fifth from the league sanctions that came down around the tampering issues. So getting one back there, and hey, I think that's a very productive pick for the Falcons. And honestly, I was going to say, like, you know, I thought Taylor, if we are going to measure quarterbacks pound for pound against each other, when I was doing my roster projection, Taylor Heinicke was the last one. I ultimately did put him on the roster for this reason, thinking the Falcons could trade him. But man, it was a tough one to kind of put on there and leave another guy off, just because he felt like other players maybe earned it more with their performance during training camp. But it's hard for a third string quarterback. It doesn't really get many opportunities. And so I think the Falcons kind of made the most out of this one. And hey, you know, it will be interesting to see how they kind of fill that quarterback room in terms of trying to get guys to help Kirk Cousins prepare during the week.
Now, not going to lie, Joe, I want to push back a little bit on what you just said, because if they waited until week 8, when somebody inevitably goes down, couldn't they have gotten a little more than a conditional 6th?
I don't know. I mean, it's debatable, but that would be a risk that you're pushing.
Especially because he doesn't cost anything. Like, he doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, I know. That's true. But honestly, oh, man. I have thought that he is just not. I don't think that Taylor Heinicke is. I think he's barely an NFL quarterback at this point. He's just such a risk taker. Puts the ball in dangerous areas. He was, you know, just as much of a gunslinger and kind of turnover risk as Desmond Ridder was at some points last season. So that's my main reason for kind of saying, like, if you get anything for him, you take it. But, you know, I could be wrong, but it's one of those unprovable things. I guess we would never know what would happen if they tried to leverage it for more later in the season.
Yeah, again, if you're just tuning in, a little breaking news that the Falcons have traded quarterback Taylor Heinicke to the Chargers, per Diana Russini and our buddy Josh Kendall of The Athletic, and it is for a reported conditional 6th-round pick. I know what Joe just said. I think maybe if you waited, maybe you could have gotten a 5th. I wouldn't think anything higher than that, but who knows? We'll never know now. But I don't think there's an immediate name that comes to mind, or maybe Terry and Raheem are thinking they don't need it necessarily. But I would assume, because you alluded to this earlier, that, you know, you're not going to keep a Nathan Rourke or a John Paddock necessarily. So you would assume now that the Falcons would be in the market for a veteran QB to fill that 3rd quarterback spot, or do they keep just 2?
A veteran, you know, it's hard to really get true veteran, like quality veterans, to come in and take a practice squad spot for you. But specifically, if they can get somebody who's been in this system, who kind of, again, just like knows the language, you know, again, this is kind of weird, but like you have to kind of, again, like it's like learning a language, kind of being able to know the playbook. And so I think somebody who already has some baseline understanding, it doesn't even have to be a veteran player so much as just somebody who's been with the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, before and kind of understands the concepts and all of that. And maybe can, you know, help find the clicker when it gets lost and stuff in the quarterback room. But, you know, those kinds of important things.
Yeah, I always thought, you know, Joe, I got to say, the more I'm digesting this, I'm kind of surprised. Because I really thought that the thing that you hit on to me that matters most is his being a good teammate and his being a good guy in the room, especially for Penix to sponge off of while Kirk is busy working with the ones. I kind of thought they were going to keep him, at least for a little.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the other thing is about kind of if the Falcons wanted to potentially play hardball, is teams appreciate having relationships with one another and being able to, you know, be kind of cordial and being able to do deals. And it's not necessarily that you're going to like go and get yourself fleeced, but sometimes, especially with it, when it comes to players and like dealing them for these minor picks, there's an appreciation for kind of getting it done with kind of some speed and just kind of letting it go. And especially for the player as well. This happened last year for the Falcons when they needed a wide receiver and they got Van Jefferson from the Rams. And that was something that we heard from the Falcons after that deal was done, was an appreciation for the Rams in not really kind of holding up the negotiation and, you know, trying to play that kind of hardball and just, you know, letting the player go, you know, helps the Falcons. And, you know, maybe that preserves some kind of relationship for them to continue to do deals. You never know if something comes up in the draft or something. It always helps. You know, GMs are I think that's something that gets lost from, you know, fans' perspective is the personal relationships that, you know, these guys have with one another, these front offices.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!